coming up on the Kim Gravel Show.
We had these women and they were like crying, hugging. It was like there was something right. special. So we were like, we need to like do something about this.
This is the Kim Gravel Show.
Let's just go on and spill the tea.
This is one of the realest persons I've ever met.
My mission is to encourage every single woman. We're here to lift y'all up.
There's no one more effective than moms.
You mess with the bull, you gonna get the horns.
I need coffee, I need Jesus, and I need therapy.
If you can bring a smile to people's faces, why would you not?
True confidence is knowing who you are and why you're here.
Hey, y'all, this is the Kim Gravel Show, and I'm Kim Gravel, and this season we are leveling up our lives. We're going to step into our purpose, our calling, and we're going to do it together. So excited. I said that every time, Zach. I'm excited, but you know what?
We're always excited. It's just Thursdays are exciting days, Kim.
Not really. That's what I'm trying to say. Like, I say that I'm excited because when I sit down to do the show, I get to just block out everything that's not exciting in my life, which is Zoom calls, you know, deadlines. I probably stay on call. My jaw, I've got TMJ. Because I stay on calls all the time. And I don't know if everybody listening, when people say, let's meet, let's have a meeting, let's meet about it. I break out in anxiety and hives because I'm just like, what? Why? Why do we have to meet? Do you like meetings? Do you like all these meetings that everybody's doing?
I have to say, like, I've gone full circle with all this.
Be honest.
No, I've totally gone full circle with it. Like, I loved Zoom meetings for a long time. I was like, oh, it's great. We could talk to people. We could do all this. And now I'm just like, can we just talk on the phone? Like, can we just, if we have to talk, like.
Can we just not talk?
I'll just text you.
No, but I'm serious. Like, and I'm saying all that to
We're starting out with like an anti-social message today.
Well, not social, because I don't think meetings are something. Now, give me something where I can sit and talk with you, or we can go to dinner and. We can have fun or we can, you know, create something. I'm down. But all the meetings that I have to do, but that's just part of business, right? I mean, that's just gathering a team of people. I mean, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 standing weekly meetings. Oh, God, when I said it, I had my heart went boom, 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 boom. I have 5 weekly meetings with 10 to 20 people on each meeting. So it's like Zoom around the world. And or teams around the world, whatever you use. And honestly, today I hit decline on one of them to be here with you. And I was so excited. I'm like, it's going, nope, can't do that one. Decline.
Let me speak for the entire audience when I say thank you. Thank you for being here. No.
Well, I'm not trying to start off negative Nelly, y'all. But I hope y'all, if you feel the same way about meetings, you give us a shout out, hit us up on our call line and let us know how you feel about meetings. But I say all that because it's a necessary evil, so to speak. I mean, because when you're in business and you have a team of people that you're leading, it's so tough. And can I just say, Zach, leadership and being a mom of 2 children and a wife and in my community and doing my social activities, you know, friend time that I have, it's a lot. Women in business, people in business, period, it's a lot, but women in business, it truly is tough. It's no joke.
Oh, yeah.
I'm excited today about this show because it's a little bit different than what we've normally done. We're really going to dive into the business of being a woman in business. We're going to get a little bit deeper about women in these leadership roles in our business lives. Because I believe women have like these separate, like we're a mom here, we're a wife, then we're, you know, we do our careers in our business. And we do, because a lot of women are in the workforce and killing it, but it's not easy. It's not easy.
You know, I try really hard to be like a sort of, you know, take on the responsibilities of the house as much as I can, evenly.
Partnership.
And still, I think there is like just a mental load that's on women, especially like around the house, that just still isn't on men in the same way, right?
There's something exciting, Zach, with women in business because we bring a different perspective too. So, I mean, as hard as it is, it's very rewarding for the companies that, you know, we work for or that we run, because we bring a different viewpoint and perspective in business that I think is so valuable.
The numbers bear that out too. So when I was actually researching this episode, Melissa, who's our guest today, and she is like a huge proponent of this, and she talks about how it's like companies that are doing better and are more profitable and are bigger are more diverse and have more women on their boards and have more women and more, you know, people of color and everything, like all throughout the highest ranks. And it's good business.
It's great business. And women bring this different, like we said, different perspective from a man. Not that it's better or, you know, far superior. Well, that just came out really fast, didn't it?
Far superior.
That just isn't far.
Not
I'm
that
saying
it's
that is,
far
is not
superior.
That is far superior. That was kind of a little, what is that called? A double entendre? Is that what that's called?
Yeah. I don't know if it.
Was that a double entendre?
That's a Freudian slip there, Kim.
Freudian slip or whatever it's called.
That's a Freudian slip. Yeah. Let me explain to you what a double entendre means. Okay. Double entendre.
Okay.
Sorry. Wait, hold on. Let me mansplain to you what a double entendre means. Okay.
Okay, they
explain
it to me.
A double entendre is when you say something dirty, but you don't mean it to be dirty.
Oh, okay. So, that's where my head's at.
Yeah.
So I got a double entendre. Hold on.
I think that was a Freudian slip.
So I have a double entendre. Let me say, my grandmother used to always say,
Okay.
She used to say to me, my grandmother spoke in double entendres. She was the strongest, you know, God-fearing woman, you know, but she was always like a little, she said to me, she said, I'm going to tell you something. All these women out here chasing all these men, and they're chasing all these old men. They're chasing a piece of meat. What they're liable to do is just get a piece of skin.
There you go. There,
is that it?
She did it. Ding, 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 ding. We need like a... We need that. That she did it.
That's it. That is... That Mary Blanton could do a double entendre.
Okay.
So what I was saying was a Freudian slip, right? That's what I was saying. Okay.
Can we just say for a second that, like, it's very you that you're like, I'm looking for a double entendre. I'm going to go to grandma. Like, that's where you're going. It's always family. It's
because, babe, I come from a long line of risque people. Okay. And I'm slightly proud of it. I'm slightly proud of it.
Oh, my gosh.
All right.
Oh, Kim.
You know, our guest today, she is truly going to change how you see women in leadership in business, and you don't want to miss a minute of it. We'll be right back with our guest, Melissa Campanelli. Hey, y'all, Kim Gravel here, and I'm excited about my book that's releasing very, very soon called Collecting Confidence. And I wrote it because I want everyone to feel confident and be the confident person that you already are and walk in it. I'm hoping that when you read it, you're going to be encouraged, you're going to be inspired, you're going to laugh a little, and also you're going to take my stories of my life, the experiences, the ups, the downs, the ins and outs, the highs, the lows, and it's been that thread in my life that has given me the confidence to be who I was meant to be, and I wanted to do the same for you because you already have it inside of you from the day you were born to right now. It's time to start where you are to become everything you were meant to be. And in Collecting Confidence, it will encourage you to do just that. Collecting Confidence comes out April 25th, and you can pre-order it now wherever books are sold. Let's all do this thing together and walk boldly, y'all, in your collected confidence.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Are you overworked, underpaid, exhausted, but love your kids so much and want to be the best mama for them?
How about the best version of you? You deserve that.
I'm Gianna DiMedio-Simon.
And I'm Casey McDonald-Hosmer, and we are moms who absolutely love our new roles in life.
But man, were we not prepared for some of the fine print in the job description.
We want a connection with our children and our partner that doesn't come at the cost of the relationships with our own selves.
We're helping you mother up every Monday on your favorite podcast player. Also, check us out on YouTube, youtube.com/@motheruppod.
All right, Zach, everybody buckle up, buttercups. We have got a guest that is going to be talking to us about leadership, in particularly women in leadership, Melissa Campanelli. Listen, she's a small business owner. She's an e-commerce and marketing expert. In 2014, she co-founded the Women in Retail Leadership Circle. It's just this amazing powerhouse of women that come together, support each other, encourage each other. She's a brand and content director of retail and the travel group in a NAPCO media. She's an editor-in-chief of Total Retail. She is one of the hosts of Women in Retail Talks podcast. And I'm telling you, don't want to miss that. Go ahead and click like and subscribe to that one. She does so much. She's an author of books, Entrepreneurs Magazine's Open and Online Business in 10 Days. And I am going to speak at her sold out Women in Retail Leadership Summit later this month. Everybody welcome Melissa Campanelli.
Melissa Campanelli.
All right, Melissa, how did you like that intro, baby?
I'm speechless.
Melissa, I'm so excited that you decided to be on this podcast. We've been asking, we've been trying to connect this because you're busier than a one-armed paper hanger, first of all. You're always into something, you're doing something. But can you talk to me about why you decided to do this whole Women in Retail Leadership Conference? What was it about that? I'm so grateful that you did because we're a part of it. But what made you do that?
First of all, I just want to say thank you so much, Kim, for having me on.
I love you, girl.
So excited. I'm a huge fan, so I'm thrilled to be here. And I'm so excited that you're coming to our event. Like, that's the biggest issue for me. So let me tell you about Women in Retail.
Please.
We came up with the idea, my co-founder, Jen DePasquale, and I. It was almost like an idea of writing something on the back of a napkin, because we used to go to a lot of events since we're in the media business, and we went to a lot of events that were retail-oriented, and we would hear these people speaking on stage, and they were mostly men, and they were talking about the the customer that they're serving. They kept referring to her as she or her. Sometimes they had a name for the customer. You know, Sally purchases these items. And we kind of looked at each other, scratched our head. We were coming at it a little bit differently because we really weren't in the retail industry. We were from the media sort of perspective. And we were like, why are these men talking about women? Women should be up on the stage talking about what women want, what women want to buy. It was just silly. So we did some research and it turned out that there really were not a lot of organizations that targeted senior level women in retail. And we felt like there was a white space. So we got the blessing of our corporate, or the president of our company, and we went ahead and did it. And we had a small event. I remember it was in Miami and it was at one of those Art Deco hotels that were, the toilets didn't work and all that stuff. but we had these women and they were like crying, hugging. It was like there was something special. So we were like, we need to do something about this. So that's kind of how it got started. And then, so we kind of started it as an event for these ladies, but we've moved on now where it's a full-on association. We have 600 plus members. But the whole focus of it is networking opportunities for senior level women, as well as training and development opportunities. So we have virtual events. We have the summit, which we're speaking at, but it's all about helping women either network and get to their next spot or becoming better leaders through training and development.
There's so many people I've already met through the organization. And I love how you say we're all coming together, for this summit. But what is it about women? Because you said at the first one that, women were just crying. And what is it about women that sets us apart when it comes to business?
A lot of the female, that in quote, traits that you hear about a lot are, empathy, authenticity, having a real understanding of people, being sort of intuitive, all of those traits, I feel like became sort of hot during COVID. And it's sort of like now a lot of traditional, maybe male focused techniques or strategies are kind of being looked down upon. Not looked down upon, but they're being thought of secondly.
And shifting. Yeah.
It's shifting. The authenticity and the empathy is what's really required. And I think that's what makes women successful in business. I mean, they care. They take extra time. They're very organized. But they're also strong and fierce. So, you know, I just think they're sort of a mix of everything that's needed to be good in business.
I totally 1,000% agree with you. And don't you think that we get sometimes a bad rap? Because I hear this all the time that women don't support each other and they tear each other down. I have not experienced that at all in my life. Honestly, I, when people say that, I'm thinking, does somebody just make that up? Is that a myth? I mean, I'm not saying that there's not competition out there. And I'm not saying that, you know, that doesn't happen maybe in your youth and when you're young. And I can understand some women are, but the majority of women out there in business, we, like you said, when we all get together, we're like, oh God, you go through that too. It's almost like a sisterhood.
It's a sisterhood. It exactly is. It exactly is. And we have not found that at all. I mean, I think one of the best things about our group is how everyone loves to share. I mean, we're constantly getting, you know, job opportunities that might be available, you know, folks might be interested in, to please share on our Slack channel. Or, you know, if anyone hears about a senior level position, we're sharing it immediately with our network.
Tell me what you have found to be the biggest blessing from having this organization. Because I know you have stories after stories. Can you share with me just one or two stories that it's really impacted people's lives from these events?
There was a woman who was feeling down about her career. She wasn't happy where she was. She wasn't happy with her leadership. And she attended our event, one of our events. This was years ago, probably like the second or third event we had. And while she was at our event, she got a phone call from someone who was interested in seeing if she would be interested in being the CEO. I'm going to say the name of the organization, in being the CEO of the Susan G. Komen group.
Oh, wow.
And she was a breast cancer survivor. And she said at the event, because it was so powerful, that she went for the job interview right after coming to our event, and she got the job. And now she's thriving. And she told me, I mean, I've had long talks with her, and she told me that a main reason was because of the support and the feeling that she was having being at our event. Yes. And she just knew that she could do it. She knew she could do what she wanted. She didn't have to stand for what she was, you know, dealing with in that particular situation that she was in.
Don't you think that's what happens when we all get together as women? And we, I mean, it doesn't even take, I mean, forget the networking, which is fantastic. Like all these senior level women networking together. I mean, come on.
Right.
Look, get a bunch of PTIA moms together. And, you know, we can take over the world. Get a bunch of senior leadership people, women together. Right. Come on. Right. We can really take over something. But it's even the unspoken support that you get being and connecting at these events.
That is so true. And I even said to her, I was like, could you sort of give me some tangible understanding of why, what was it about it? I mean, you got the phone call, you were upset, you know, couldn't you have just, you know, called them back a week later or something? And she was like, no, it was in the moment. That's what she told me. It was in the moment. And if she wasn't there, she probably wouldn't have done it. That's what she told me. So I just love that story. Like, I think about it all the time. Really, you know, we really made a huge, we helped this woman's career. And not only that, she's a fantastic leader of the Susan G. Komen organization, which is amazing.
I want to pick your brain for a second, because you're an entrepreneur yourself. So you're a woman in business as well as providing this outlet for all of us. What is it about women in leadership that is so special, in your opinion?
It's about the ability to connect.
Yes. Oh, that's a good word.
The ability to empathize with one another. You know, just the feeling of camaraderie. you know, it's not all about just winning. It's about connecting.
Oh my gosh. Lean into that. Talk about that, because we don't live in a society that says we're desperate for connection, Melissa. Right. Desperate for it.
And you can connect. And I'm not saying, I don't want to make it sound like I don't want to win and that I don't believe in making money and all that good stuff. But
sure.
It's about how you get there. Do you know what I mean? It's about making connections with people and having solid relationships, and then that formulating the win.
I think more than ever, we're at this place right now where, you know, you see social media and you see this image of perfection everywhere. And look, God knows, Melissa, I love a good corrective concealer and a filter for my pictures. I'm not going to lie to you right now. I'm going to have Zach do five filters on both of us before we put this out. So I'm not saying that.
Melissa, only four filters for you. Kim gets five. You get five.
I get five. You only need four. You don't need any, but you know what I mean. So what I'm saying is that, I mean, I like you, we need to put out our very best. We need to always be striving and reaching for bigger and better. And the wins are great. And we wouldn't be in business, girl, if we didn't want that. If we didn't enjoy that kind of success.
Right, right.
But I think when the connection happens, the success follows.
Yeah.
That's where I think, especially in the retail business, any kind of business that you're in, my daddy used to always tell me this. He used to say, baby, you ain't in selling clothes business. You in the people business.
Oh, yeah. It's so true.
How do you network? How do you talk? How do you make things happen? Because networking is so important. I'm terrible. I know you think, Kim, you're probably such a great networker. I'm not.
Really?
I know that.
I'm shocked.
Melissa, it's so hard for me to network. And I don't, because it's hard for me. I'm going to be honest. I'm going to be honest and transparent. It's hard for me to ask anyone for anything. And I feel like I can develop true, great relationships and friendships with women. And I'm a girl's girl just like you. But it's hard for me to network in a way where it's like an exchange. Does that make sense? And I'm not alone out there. A lot of women feel this way. They don't want to be a bother. They don't want to upset. You know what I'm saying? That's how I feel a lot of times. How do you network and do it so well?
That is a great question. I mean, I struggle with it as well. I just think
a lot of us do.
Yeah. But I mean, one thing, and we know a lot of people think like that. So we are actually doing something at our event this year in those squads that I've done before. It's very specific technique. And it's called the ask give exercise. Because I think it works because I think people are feeling the way that you do. So what we're doing is we're having everyone in these squads sort of ask for something, but then also say that they could give something in return so that they don't feel so bad about asking.
Girl, that's brilliant. I hope I get to be in a squad.
I think we put you in a squad.
I want to be in a squad. No, it's true. I mean, it's hard for us as women, I think anybody, but especially women, to network and ask for things. But, you know, you have not because you ask not.
Right. But this helps because it's like you don't feel, unfortunately, we do feel bad. You know, I don't know. Maybe it has something to do with being a woman. I don't know. But we do feel bad. But this, I feel like, is a great exercise because it's like, I have a, you know, I need help. Like I need help with branding. I need like a brand, you know, I don't know what I'm doing. I need him to help with my marketing and my branding. But I have a great coach for you. So let's exchange that way, which I think is really smart. I saw it at another event and we stole it.
But I thought it was a good idea.
And I think it does talk to what you're talking about.
How do you gear up and find your confidence before these big events or before you're meeting people to really, for lack of a better word, promote and tell people about what you've got going? How do you do that? Give us a few tips.
One thing that we do is you can tell who's coming to the event because there's like an event website. So you can see like who's coming to the event. So I connected with them on LinkedIn and I'm excited to meet with them. And what's great about it is that I know that they're going to meet me and they want to. It's not like I'm making them do something they don't want to do.
I like that advice. So what you're saying is be prepared when you're going out and you're doing things. And you never know who you're going to meet, where you're going to meet. Right. So you got to be prepared. Right. And then I love the LinkedIn. And I'm not, full disclosure, I am not exercising my LinkedIn enough. I'm not working that platform. But it's a huge platform for people who want to be in business and want to do things and grow their business. Would you agree with that?
I do. I love LinkedIn.
Do you remember, Kim, that I reached out to you on LinkedIn before we started this pod? Because I was like, hey, Kim. Yeah.
I didn't remember
when
that.
When we were starting the pod, we reconnected on LinkedIn.
On LinkedIn. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Yep.
To be honest with you, a lot of women in retail, we started on LinkedIn because the algorithms have changed a lot since then. But there was a thing where they had, it was called like LinkedIn groups, and they had like something called retail group or something. So I just started connecting with people, and then they connected back. And then I was like, we're launching this group. And then that's kind of how it started. So I love LinkedIn. I know it's like the old person social media, but I don't care. So I love
it. Is it the old person social media or the smart person social media? Which one?
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
I'm telling you, everybody, go check out Women in Retail. You can find them anywhere on social media. But I want to say, before we let you go, Melissa, we do something with every guest we have. We do this thing called rapid fire questions.
Rapid fire questions.
There you go. Rapid fire questions. So don't even think about it. You're just going to answer the question first thing that pops into your mind. So this could be interesting.
Yeah.
Here we go. All right. Melissa, what was your first job?
I worked at my dad's supermarket. I was in charge of recyclables.
That was a whole department, Melissa? Like, you were in charge of that department?
Well, I was in charge of like the area
of recycling
bottles.
Oh my gosh. Did he make any money on those bottles? Because didn't you turn them in and make some money? You make any money. You're just doing your part for the environment. Exactly. What is your morning routine?
Well, I still have a son in high school. He's going to be a senior. So, I mean, he's going to be a freshman in college. So I still, you know, get up, make sure he's up. Then I have my coffee, iced coffee. And then I just get him ready and drive to school. I cannot wait until he goes, because I'm going to have a whole routine that's going to involve exercise, yoga. It's going to involve...
Melissa, that's the best answer of any freaking question we've ever asked. Let me tell you why. You got to let me indulge me for 2 seconds, Zach, because I think every mom feels that way. Like, because you see on it, my baby's graduating, my little precious angel bug. And I'm sitting here going, Lord, we got 2 more years, honey. Got 2 more years and we're one down. That's awful, but I'm so glad to hear somebody else.
I'm already looking forward to having like a yoga class and like a smoothie. Right now, I'm just making lunch.
That's the best answer of a rapid fire I've ever heard. What is the best e-commerce business that anyone can start today? Because I know you wrote a book on this, so I wanted to hear your thoughts.
I did. I think something that's really, really interesting right now is anything in health and wellness. A lot of people are interested in health and wellness. It seems like it's relatively, you know, inexpensive if you get into it.
All right. What is your favorite song?
I love that song, Brick House. I'm a brick.
She's a brick. Sing it. House. Oh, gosh. Let's play that.
Mighty.
She letting it all hang out. So, Melissa, that's my opening tune when I go to speak at the conference.
Oh, my God. We're asking people for their songs. We will play it.
That's my song. Play Brick House as I'm walking up. I'm going to dedicate it to you. That's it.
Don't even let Kim have a chance to take it back. That's it.
That's it. Would you rather have more money or more confidence?
100% more confidence.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm someone that doesn't need a lot of money. I'm happy. You know, I'm very involved in my kids' school. You know, I'm not really that interested in status and stuff like that. But I think it's so important to have confidence. And
I agree.
It makes your day so much better.
It does. It makes your life better. All right, here we go. One of my favorite questions. What's your favorite junk food?
Junk food?
Mm. Yeah. Ooh,
it's got to be the Doritos.
Doritos. Okay. What flavor? Because there's variety.
Cool Ranch.
Cool Ranch. Ooh, I was nacho ranch. Cheese. I was going nacho cheese with you. So cool.
I'm a cool salty ranch. Girl. What? I'm not a sweet girl.
But Doritos with an M&M? Come on now.
Well, yeah, that sounds pretty good.
See, Kim, just for the record,
yeah,
I'm a salty girl, double entendre.
That's it. Okay, good.
That's it.
A couple more questions, Melissa. Celebrity crush.
Ooh, celebrity crush. It's the guy that was on Sex and the City who died.
Oh, what was his name? Yes, he was Mr. Big.
He's so handsome. Mr. Big. He's so handsome.
Oh, yeah. I would have to ditto that. Yeah, I know.
Oh, you didn't mean like the short, bald guy?
No.
Totally no. Who I thought you meant.
No, Mr.
Oh,
Big.
Chris Noth. That's his name.
Chris Noth. Yeah. Okay, last question. What do you hope that women take away from being a part of Women in Retail?
I hope that they gain a sense of community, that they make fantastic connections, that they grow as leaders and people, and that they just become happier and better people.
Well, there you go, everybody. This is Melissa Campanelli. She is one of the co-founders of Women in Retail Leadership Summit. I'm going to be speaking there in a few weeks. She also has so many on-the-road events, many summits. They're coming up in July in Dallas, October in New York City, and in LA in November. Go check out what these women have got going on. If you need a boost in networking and you are in retail and you want to connect with the sisterhood, you've got to check it out. Melissa, thank you so much for coming on. I love you so much. I cannot wait to see you in a few weeks, girl, and hug your neck.
I can't wait to see you either. Thank you so much. This has been so fun.
And as we're going out, I'm going to be singing, "She's a Brick." Melissa's mighty, mighty. All right, Zach, I absolutely loved Melissa. And I've really been wanting to connect and network with her for many, many years. And then COVID happened, and so we couldn't connect. But the thing that comes to mind, like, she's so successful in what she's doing and how she's, I love how she has a passionate heart for women and women in retail coming together and networking and having this community. But she does it with such, she's so earnest. That's the word, like, as I was talking to Melissa, I was like, she's so sincere and authentic. And I think that's why she's successful.
I do too. And I feel like, you know, being part of this conversation with you and her and listening to you both, like these two just like powerhouse women talking about being like on the top of your game. And it's just like, not only is it inspiring, but it's like, yeah, you can hear how much you both just want to lift each other up, lift women up. Just like, it was like what you said on the show a few weeks ago, like confident people want you to be confident, right?
Right.
They want you to succeed.
Yeah, and I love how she said that's the one thing she wants more of. And I thought, well, that's why I wrote the book, because I do too. Like, we all want to be confident. And the thing about women in retail is that that's an opportunity to, I loved her story that she was talking about, the woman that was so empowered at the conference to step into, you know, her new position with Susan B. Komen. And that's what I'm talking about, is like confident people, even people who are wanting more confidence, the fact that you can admit that tells me you're confident, right? Yep. If you've got the courage to say, I want to be better, I want to do better, I want to be more confident. That's what I'm talking about with Melissa. We can all take a tip from Melissa. She was talking to us about networking, about community, about connection, and about confidence. And I'm telling you, none of us have it all together, y'all. None of us have it all together. But together, we can have it all. All right, till next time, right here, I'm Kim Gravel, and this is Zach.
See y'all.
Bye.
You see your red light, right?
I see my red light.
You don't have to turn on that.
You have to turn on your red light. Melissa, I have two boys, so I never sit on a clean toilet seat. There's one drink, though, that I got. It's a little, like, shot. It's called Free and Wild or something like that. That's not free. But you drink it and you feel wild.
Is it alcohol?
The Kim Gravel Show is produced and edited by Zach Miller at Uncommon Audio. Our associate producer is Kathleen Grant, the brunette exec. Production help from Emily Breeden and Sarah Noto. Our cover art is designed by Sanaz at Mammarian Creative, and Mike Kligerman edits the show. And a special thanks to the team at QVC. Head over to thekimgravelshow.com and sign up for our mailing list. Again, we can't do this without you. So thank you for listening, and we love you.